All right, KFIZ News Time is coming up on 10:40. Thanks for joining us here this morning on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. We roll on this morning with Fond du Lac today, and this is the first show I just popped in my head. First show I think we've had all in studio guests since like 2019. So a big moment here at KFIZ. Sort of get back to pre-pandemic levels here at the station. We are joined this morning, Rob Van de Zand joining us, and Jess Bosquez joining us as well. Thanks
Good
for
morning.
Taking some time to chat. We're going to talk about the USA Patriots amputee softball team. They have a day full of events coming up on the 14th. It's actually a week-long period they're going to be here at Fond du Lac with their kids camp coming up too. So we're going to learn more about what's happening on the 14th and also the camp as well. So we appreciate you folks stopping by. We heard a little bit about this earlier this summer, but just a couple weeks away, and it's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's right around the corner, coming up fast. This event is the fourth time that the USA Patriots, formerly known as the Wounded Warrior Amputee Softball Team, is coming to Fond du Lac.
Mm-hmm.
And this time we're making it bigger and better than I think than it's ever been before. But we have a special event going on all week, which what we raise our funds for throughout the year is for our kids' camp. And Fond du Lac had the honor of this year be chosen to host our kids' camp. With our kids' camp, we bring in kids ages 8 to 12 that are amputees, and we teach and mentor them that life without a limb is limitless. With that, I'm going to pass it over to our kids' camp coordinator, Jess Bosquez.
Thank you very much. Kids camp itself is going to start on Monday, August 9th. All the families come in. We have a welcome banquet for the kids. Families introduce everybody. But the camp will actually be held at Lakeside Park from 9 to 11:30 every morning from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then on Friday. And as Rob had mentioned, it's so much more than a softball camp. It's teaching these kids life lessons, building their self-confidence, showing them that, hey, maybe you can't do something the way you used to, but you're going to find a different way to do it, and these guys are going to help you figure it out. And I think sometimes it's just as important for the moms and the dads, maybe even grandparents, as much as it is for the kids. It's closure for them, knowing they don't have to keep their child in a bubble. They can kind of breathe a sigh of relief that their child will be more normal than maybe they thought they otherwise would have been after an injury.
Well, and you think about kids in that age range, you know, their life is just beginning. They got a whole, you know, years of school coming up, and whatever the reason may be that they have, have an amputation, you know, it's a scary moment for a kid. They're looking forward to, you know, being on their school sports team and doing all these things that a quote unquote normal kid gets to do, but it's important to show them that they can still live their life and still live the life they want to have, right?
Absolutely. They, back at school, back home, wherever it might be, they might be the only kid missing a limb. They step on that field and they're just like the 19 other kids, or this year we only have 16, but normally we bring on 20, but they're just like every other child out there. And then they have these veterans who are just like them also. I'm actually the oddball out that week because I have all my limbs, so.
Yeah. But this is a great involvement and to be hosted right here in Fond du Lac. That's pretty cool for this community to have a place to host this, number one, but to kind of show the support.
Well, and just to get a good scope on it, this camp has been in Florida, Kentucky, California, Virginia. It's been all over the country, never once in the Midwest, and little old Fond du Lac gets to host it this year. So it really is a big deal. This community, the surrounding communities have always been extremely supportive anytime the team has just come to town. So now that we get to show them and have them all experience kids camp on top of the game day events, it's going to be pretty amazing.
That's awesome. What's the reaction been like for kids so far for participating in this camp? Kids that have, you know, taken part in this and then kind of become alumni of the camp. What do you hear from
them
and their families?
We actually started an alumni camp because we had so many kids get a hold of us and want to come back. But we only take new kids, if you will, for kids camp. It's always kids that haven't been here before, so others get to experience it and have the opportunity. But then because so many wanted to come back, we started our alumni camp. And this year I do have at least four, possibly five alumni campers that have said, hey, can we come help? Can we come volunteer? So we'll have a couple alumni joining us just to help out and kind of help be supportive, share their story, help these kids.
And that shows the power of the camp, right?
Absolutely.
Seeing them want to come back and seeing them want to help out and talk about, their involvement, their how it's helped them and mm-hmm. help better the lives of the kids that are taking part in
it. Sure. Well, and it's actually come full circle as of late. We have, from our very first camp in 2012, did it start in 2012? I think that was our first year. But Scotty Fura was one of our campers the very first time we held camp, and he has now, as of this past year, become an actual USA Patriot. He is a team member, so it's come full circle for him, cool. which is pretty exciting, and he's going to be here this year too.
Her husband Saul is in the studio too. He didn't want to talk, but he's on the mic.
So one of our girls that we had, I want to say in 13 or 14, is actually going to be competing in the Paralympics this year in Tokyo. So that's one of, she's a track star, which, you know, most of us don't like running, especially if you're missing a leg, you don't like running anymore. So for her to want to do that is, you know, it's amazing to see what some of these kids have done after they've come to our camps.
Right. It just shows life without limbs is limitless, as Rob said, right? Yeah.
Sydney Barta is her name. So if you see her in the Paralympics, that was one of our campers.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
And then the week concludes. Friday night, we're going to have a public banquet available to those that may want to come and help raise funds. But I do need to know if you're coming soon because we have to pre-order food. But that would be Friday night, August 13th at the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center. Cocktails are at 5, dinner's at 6. And then the week concludes with a pretty awesome couple of games, and Rob can talk about that.
Yeah, if you want tickets to piggyback on what Jess said, if you want tickets to the banquet at the Radisson, contact Jess at jess@wwast.org, mm-hmm. and she can get you the information, get the, you know, the everything for the tickets for the banquet.
Sure.
On Saturday the 14th, this is what these kids work hard for the whole week. We are starting out with a 60-mile motorcycle ride that day from Open Road Harley-Davidson. Price is $15, doesn't matter if you're single or double rider, $15. Registrations from 9 to, and then kickstands are up at 10. We're going to have one stop at the Kowaskum Legion.
Okay.
And then coming back to Fond du Lac, and we're going to finish up at the Radisson Inn where the team and the kids are staying. And shortly thereafter, we're going to have a parade. This is where I want, and we want the community of Fond du Lac to get involved, not just at the stadium, but to line the streets, military and coming around and going all the way from division all the way to the stadium. Line the streets, cheer these kids on. We got military, we got fire, we got police vehicles that these kids are going to be a part of. Who doesn't like a parade?
Yeah.
Most of us, we've been in many parades, but this is for the kids. Once a kid parade gets done, we're going to be, and hopefully we're going to have like 75 motorcycles leading this parade along with the Wisconsin Patriot Riders. Get to the stadium, do some warm-up stretching, and then the first game, which is going to be about 1 o'clock, is going to be the USA Patriots team versus Families of the Fallen. This is going to include family members that have passed in military, fire, police, corrections, not just in the line of duty, but also from PTSD, suicide. Mm-hmm. It's a huge thing now where PTSD is, we don't know, it's a hidden disease, hidden situation where people are dealing with it. But we want those family members to come out, play, and honor the family members that have passed. Then we're going to have a short ceremony in between, and then the kids' camp game. These kids will have worked hard all week, and we're going to treat them like rock stars and like superstars. It's going to be like opening day of Major League Baseball. Their names are going to be called out.
Walk-up songs,
yeah,
bat flips.
Yeah, it's going to be something that these kids will remember for the rest of their lives.
Cool.
They're going to be on the field playing against each other and showing, hopefully, we're expecting 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people to be at Doc Spider Stadium, standing room only. It's a free event.
Mm-hmm.
We ask people to come out. We're asking for a free will donation. We've got 50-50 bucket raffles. Bucket raffles, we're at least going to have 75 to 100 bucket raffles. So there's going to be something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an event that 3 years ago when the team was here and we played the first responders, fire and the police, we raised almost $20,000.
Wow.
This year we are at that, and then we haven't even had that day yet.
Yeah. I had a chance to stop out for that 2018 event. That was a cool thing to see,
yeah.
And just real powerful to hear when guys are introduced on the team and, you know, they're talked about their history of, their injury and stuff like that. And Rob, I think you were in a couple years ago to talk about this, and the one thing that stood out to me was the Alive Day.
Yes.
And there was a gentleman, and forgive me for not remembering his name, but it was something Alive Day was what he was quoted as, and that was the day, and I'll let you explain what that is, but it's a real powerful thing to hear
I'm
in the stadium.
Well, pass that off to Saul.
Yeah, Saul.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so
his is coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, so mine's on August 1st.
Okay.
So normally our Alive Day is the day that I guess you have your birthday, but then, the day you were injured or the day that, really changed your life. So so mine was August 1st, 2007. I was deployed over in Baghdad, and a roadside bomb had hit my vehicle and broke my left leg in 13 different places. So
my goodness.
Got into the green zone, woke up after my initial surgery with having half of my foot amputated, part of my toes on my right foot, and then went from there to Balad, to Landstuhl in Germany, and then to Walter Reed. And it felt like it was a 2-week period, but it was over the course of about 4 days.
Oh,
so got to the States and then was faced with the decision of deciding where to amputate my leg at. So I was 22 years old, and they're like, here, you have to decide. It's like, well, why? I'm not the doctor. So I had consulted with a couple of different guys who were in similar situations, and ultimately just decided to not try to save more of my leg and just amputate where highest point that it was at. And I think I made the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
And was walking and running by the time Thanksgiving rolled around. I got hurt August 1st. So.
So the Alive Day is the day you were injured,
yes,
correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Anniversary of their injury.
Yep. Oh. So everyone celebrates it differently. Some people want to be, surrounded by their family. And, me, I like to, hang out with Jess and we go golf and have a nice meal. And that's, just something for yourself. Everyone does it differently and means different things. Some guys had other guys that were injured with them, or guys who were lost at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for me, I was injured the worst in the vehicle, so we were very lucky. Especially if you could see pictures of the Humvee.
What was so powerful about that moment back in 18 was the gentleman playing, that was his Alive Day, and he's playing in the game, and that's holy cow.
Absolutely.
I mean, you think back to, how far he's come.
It's
crazy, but
excellent.
Saul, I'll let you have the final word. You've been involved with the team since the beginning, right?
Yes. Yeah, so
tell us about your experiences.
Well, originally the team started in 2011, and it originally was for the play, like just for the players, something to, a lot of the guys had played ball, the camaraderie of, the military, but then also with playing sports. We did camps all the time when we're at Walter Reed, and we went to, ski camp or we did this, but nothing that was actually like a team sport. I mean, they had the volleyball, like the sitting volleyball or something like that, but this was truly, it was no wheelchairs, nothing. It wasn't adaptive. It was, you're up on your leg and you're doing it. So that's immediately, I was already retired out of the military when that happened. So we went to the University of Arizona. It was a weekend thing. Originally, it was just going to be just for the weekend, and then it turned into a guy asking, hey, if you wanted to travel the country and play softball. So at that point, didn't know kind of what was expected. Then eventually, within a couple of years, we see the response. Every time we go somewhere and played, we had bat boys or girls who were amputees, kids. And eventually, we realized there's a lot of them out there, and they wanted to play ball, and they could play. So we decided to try to do a kids camp, and 2012 was the first year, and it was only within a year of being a team that our focus went from us to the kids. Mm-hmm. And that's been our main goal, using softball as the vehicle to be able to do this for these kids and to show them that, like Rob said, life without a limb is limitless. So, mm-hmm. and that's what we try to show, you know, I don't want to say every day, but basically every day, that's what all of us try to do. We're from all over the country, and that's what we try to show, and that's it, really.
Excellent.
Spencer, yeah. Before we finish up, I do want to, I'm going to pass it off to Jess, because this event wouldn't happen without our sponsors mm-hmm. to help make this event and keep our kids camp going on a yearly basis, because our kids camp costs about $150,000 a year, because it costs nothing for these kids and families to come. So, Jess, you got the list of some of
I the, do. There's There have been so many generous people. I've gotten a lot of lunches and meals donated just from here in Fond du Lac, but some of the big ones, Dan Beeman with Dinner for Two is one of our Platinum Plus sponsors. They themselves have completely sponsored two kids to be financially covered for this camp. Beyond that, Easton Diamond Sports gave every child a backpack, a softball bat, a glove, batting gloves, and then Oshkosh Defense and Rory Demmer with Edward Jones have just been unbelievably generous, and there's been many, many, many beyond that. But thank you to this community, surrounding mm-hmm. communities, because it honestly cannot be done without your support and generosity.
I'll leave last question. Rob, if people want more info, they want to get the full details of what's going to happen this week of August 9th and then on the 14th, where can they go for more info?
You can go to our Facebook event page, which is USA Patriots FDL, or you can go email usapatriotsfdl@gmail.com for a ride that we're having on that Saturday morning. Go to Ride for the USA Patriots. It's got all the details. If you also want more information, contact Open Road Harley-Davidson. But we want people to come out, enjoy the day. Show that these kids that they mean, and we want these kids to see that what Fond du Lac does support and how it supports these our team and the kids camp, because it's something that the people in Fond du Lac don't realize how grateful they have it. And we appreciate you for this interview, Spencer.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to help out. Saul, Jess, Rob, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. And thanks for your time here this morning on the show here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. 10:57, we'll wind down the show for a Wednesday. Come on. Fond du Lac time.